So when Peter was clothed in what he did not choose and taken where he did not want to go, the daily habit of thy will be done was given on that day too. Jesus formed his disciples in prayer, not by telling them not to worry, but rather by inviting them to offer the worries of each day in trust to their Heavenly Father. This is what separates the birds of the air from human beings. Animals worry about the needs of the day, the needs that are pressing right then and there, while we humans tend to worry not just about the needs of this day, but about those of other imaginary days too. Like the animals, we worry about what occupies us, but unlike animals, we are also preoccupied with worry. We occupy worries of future or imagined days well in advance, so that we are all split apart worrying. When Jesus tells his disciples to look to the birds of the air, he is again forming them in their prayer to his Father, where we pray, "Give us this day our daily bread." The luxury of the birds of the air is also the luxury of the poor and of children. The poor are so aware of their daily needs that those needs often occupy their full attention. They have no time to be preoccupied. It is the same with children, especially infants, who cry for the milk they need right now, not the milk they imagine they might need next week. As we grow and become too comfortable dressing ourselves as we wish to be dressed and going where we wish to go, we strangely choose to wrap ourselves in preoccupations and dash ahead of the present into far-off what-ifs. This seems like the hardest thing to learn for us responsible adults. Part of the responsibility is caring not only for myself, but also for the needs of others. Parents know what it is like to worry in advance for their children, especially when kids seem so haplessly stuck in the present. Professionals know what it's like to worry about the future of a career, of setting out on the right trajectory, of getting everything in place for the future, even with a retirement plan, just in case. Homeowners insurance and car insurance and life insurance and accident insurance and fire insurance and every other kind of insurance does not undo anxiety so much as to put a price tag on our preoccupations. Bit by bit, we come to rely on all the measures we may take for ourselves and for others to ensure that we do not become subject to an undesirable fate. And bit by bit, we deprioritize the need for our daily bread for the sake of storing up bread for some days that may never come. Peter must have known something about all this, too. After all, he is the one who is responsible for feeding his brothers. The Lord chooses him to strengthen them. So how could he not worry? Even well in advance, even to the point of that perpetual anxiety that fears the obscure and unforeseen? Poor Peter. That's the point. Like a poor man for whom the worries of one day are quite enough, Peter must give what he himself must practice. Trust the Lord daily. Ask for bread for today. Fall upon him and trust right now. Clothe yourself in his will, come what may. Jesus commanded Peter and the others to do what he himself did. Make each day a plea to his heavenly Father that thy will be done. Make the present situation and the needs of those who care about today and the problems with figuring out the Father's will at this time the object of your worry right now, rather than the imagined situation, the needs you fear in the future, or the problems that may or may not come with the passing of time. When Peter's last day did finally come, The day when he finally did need to worry about being clothed in what he did not choose, or going where he did not want to go, the project of that day was the same as the other days: to ask the Lord for the strength needed to do his will today. And so, as those others took control of Peter, Peter gave himself into the arms of the one who loves him, whom he trusted with his life. What's more, Peter had a basis for trust given to him on the very day when the Lord met him for breakfast on the seashore. As the Lord hinted at his fate, this threat of losing control that is the shadow lurking in every anxious thought, Peter himself, with his own eyes, was already looking at the one in whose glory he was to be clothed. Because there, on that seashore, the glorious body of the one he loved, whom he followed, who rose from that death where all power was wrested from him, that glorious body was the much more with which the Heavenly Father clothes those who learn to say in his Son, "Thy will be done." Only put on him, and all these things shall be yours as well each day. Show me, Lord, how to accept your Father's will today. Amen.